How to build gospel bridges with Latter-day Saint friends and family members? How can Christian leaders build gospel bridges with Latter-day Saint friends and family members? Begin with respect. Many Latter-day Saints care deeply about family, moral seriousness, service, missionary commitment, religious discipline, and community belonging. These values often shape their lives in powerful ways. A Christian leader can acknowledge these commitments without agreeing with every doctrine. Then listen for longing. A Latter-day Saint friend may long for eternal family. A former member may long for grace without fear. A questioning young adult may long for truth beyond institutional pressure. A bride or groom may long for peace between families. A grieving person may long for assurance that death has not destroyed love. These longings can become gospel bridges. When someone longs for family, Christians can speak of the family of God and the communion of saints in Christ. When someone longs for worthiness, Christians can speak of grace, justification, and the finished work of Jesus Christ. When someone longs for restored authority, Christians can speak of Christ as the final word, the great high priest, and the head of the church. When someone longs for eternal hope, Christians can speak of resurrection, new creation, and life with God through Christ. But remember, a gospel bridge is not a trick. It is not manipulation. It is a respectful way of connecting real human longing to the good news of Jesus. Use permission-based phrases. Would it be all right if I shared how I understand grace in Christ? Can I ask what eternal family means to you? Would you be open to looking at a scripture together? I hear how much family matters to you. In Christian faith, belonging to Christ also brings us into a new household of grace. In officiant ministry, be clear about ceremony boundaries. In chaplaincy, do not debate when someone is vulnerable. In coaching, ask reflective questions. In pastoral care, move patiently. In friendship, earn trust over time. Also, be careful with former members. Do not treat their pain as a tool for argument. If they describe control, trauma, or family pressure, listen well and refer when needed. The Christian message is not that we climb upward into divine status by religious achievement. The gospel is that the Son of God came down to us, died for sinners, rose again, and gives eternal life by grace. That is the hope we carry. Build bridges patiently. Keep Christ central. Speak truth without harshness and compassion without confusion.